Krill. Welcome to Pure Little Friends Podcast.
You had me very confused. Why was there such an awkward silence?
I almost said,
I really said hi, and then you ignored me. And then I was like, oh, maybe we're not starting yet.
How has your week been? Actually, 2 weeks since I've seen you.
It's been a hot minute. It's been fine. I started my period. But we can cut that out if that's gross.
I mean, I did too, and I was like in denial about having COVID. I was like, nah, I feel this crappy just because it's my period.
Oh, yeah, Tamara got COVID this week.
Yeah. Well, last week. That's why we didn't record last week. Yeah, I was in denial. Even when I saw the positive test, I was like, nah, something's wrong with this test.
I'm just PMSing. No big deal.
But for real, like, it did not feel like the first time I had COVID in 2020. Like, this was like, I literally just thought I had a head cold.
Mm-hmm.
And
every variation that Matt's had has been totally different. Totally different symptoms.
Yeah, your husband's had it, what, like 19 times and you've had none?
Four. And I've had it. Bagel. Oh my God. It's because I like to eat vegetables and fruits. Well, not so much fruits. But I do mix them into my diet sometimes. And he survives on nothing but french fries and pizza. Not very immune building.
I don't know. That's probably, you know, good for his health. You know, he gets all those nasty things in his body's like, yeah. I'm just trying to defend him.
Might grease the wheels a little. Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I only worked one day this week.
Damn.
And I worked hard enough for all 5 days.
I'm so proud of you. Why did you work one day? I should have just taken the whole week off.
I know. I was out Monday and Tuesday with COVID. And then I worked Wednesday. And then I had vacation time Thursday and Friday.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes, it was
nice. I wouldn't have even gone in Wednesday or whatever day.
I know, but my boss was losing her mind, so I had to be there for her.
Did you?
Yeah.
You could have just said you were still sick, and then you could start your vacation.
Yeah. I could have. I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah. Did you at least get paid?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, good. I'm always afraid of getting, like, a part of me is just like, hope I get sick, because this time I'm actually gonna stay home. I'm actually gonna call out. I'm not gonna go to work sick like I always do. And but then the other part of me is just like, I can't. I'm not using my sick time for this. Plus, I need my money.
You make more work for yourself.
I know. When I come back and have to fucking redo everything because nobody else knows how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got bitched at by a lady. On the one day that I worked.
The one day you were there. Couldn't have been a good day.
Some crazy lady. I was working the front desk of the bank. And she comes up and she's like, I'm fucking sick of this bank. And I could tell that she was drunk. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to help you.
A lot of drunk people coming into the bank.
Well,
very strange. It's like the one place I'm not going to go when I'm drunk.
I know. Whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, how can I help you? What's wrong? And she explains that she was trying to make a purchase online and her card kept getting declined. And she called, you know, the back office or the phone number on her card, customer service, whatever. And they told her it was for security reasons. And she just came in to like bitch at someone. And that someone was me, because nobody called her when she had a security decline. And normally
they usually,
like,
don't, right?
They do. They'll call you from like a 1-800 number and say, you know,
my bank will just straight up put a lock on the card, and then I'll have to reach out to be like, hey, what happened? And they'll be like, oh, like, your card was used in Arizona or whatever.
Right. You know, I'm sure she just didn't take the phone call. She was just going on and on, cussing, like, it's fucking bullshit. I can't even buy a pair of fucking sneakers. I'm taking my money somewhere else. And I just, you know, let her get her anger out. And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, that's frustrating when you need to use your money. Like, I get it. But she was just drunk and not acting right. And then she keeps taking phone calls from her son.
Oh, the obnoxious.
And she's, yelling at her son. She's like, I don't know why you spend all my fucking money. I don't want to pay for your fucking IHOP. There's food in the fucking fridge. Going off on her son. And then
I would have called the cops and seen if they could take her in for a drunken disorderly. Just for funsies.
And then she starts telling me, she lives in the apartment complex we used to live in. Ew. She starts telling me about how she was moving in there. Suddenly she's my friend now and she's not mad at me. She was moving.
It's because she's drunk.
I know. She's moving in there.
Everyone's your friend.
And her downstairs neighbor didn't like the moving truck where they parked. So she was yelling. The downstairs neighbor was yelling at her kid. So she went to the downstairs neighbor and tried to introduce herself. And she had her hand up, and apparently the downstairs neighbor grabbed her hand. Like, she was just like, hi, my name's Bloody. And when she was, like, waving to say hi, the downstairs neighbor grabbed her hand. She's like, and I called the motherfucking police. But before that, I made sure to punch him in the fucking face because you don't lay your fucking hands on me. And I'm like, dude, we're in a fucking bank. Like,
what? This is a lot. I know. And you're probably still, like, hopped up on cold medication.
I was like, I could not think straight that day. Everyone sounded like Charlie Brown teachers, like, wah, wah, blah, blah, to me.
And then you see this lady waving her hands around wildly. Wah, blah, 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 blah,
blah. It was just such a ridiculous day. But she was my best friend by the end.
Wow. I'm sorry. So yeah. You have to deal with that.
Every time they're like, I'm going to take my money to another bank, bitch. Like, you don't have any money in your account. What are you taking?
Your $50 that you're going to buy some your card was probably going to get declined anyway.
Yeah. Goodbye. I don't have to deal with you anymore. If you go to another bank,
you can get drunk and start yelling at them. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get mad, but, like, screaming at someone and, like, not even having a solution to the problem, just going out somewhere to scream at someone.
Yeah, she had already solved the problem with customer service, but she came to bitch.
Yeah, because drunk her was just like, I'm gonna let them hear me, and they're gonna hear me. They're gonna hear me.
Yeah. And I did. I just let her bitch and get it out, and that's all she needed. Yeah, because
you couldn't hear her the whole time. You're just nodding.
I made her so happy, though. I pulled up, like, oh, I see this other charge that we declined for. It was for Bed Bath & Beyond. And she's like, oh, yeah. Thank God you guys stopped that one because that was actually fraud. And I'm like,
well, no wonder your card got stopped.
Yeah.
You idiot. I bet it wasn't fraud.
No.
And was it actually?
No. And she has all these other disputes that are, like, declined. Because she's like, oh, and I got frauded trying to buy a puppy, and I'm waiting to get my money back, and I see that they've declined it because, like,
I think maybe she's one of those people that's just like, dispute, yeah. But really she just has a problem spending money and doesn't want to admit it.
Probably.
If I make a purchase that I can't afford, can I do that? Just dispute it, and then they'll refund me?
Possibly.
Wow. No,
don't do that. That's how you get your account closed.
Only if I get caught.
Right. Exactly, Dr. Phil.
I'll make it like a really stupid purchase, like 8,000 pounds of beans. Then I'll be set for life because obviously I'm not going to eat. Why would I buy 8,000 pounds of beans? Meanwhile, it's in my garage and I never have to buy food again. Sorry. No weird place.
I will say, if when you do have fraud on your card and you need to put in a dispute, they're going to ask you questions and you need to answer them correctly for them to actually give you your money back. And that's all I'm going to say. But that's for when you actually do have fraud on your card.
But, like, if it wasn't you making those purchases, then you wouldn't know what it was. What kind of questions are they going to ask you? Oh, what, like, kind of beans you got? And then I'm like, red kidney. And they're like, gotcha. How would you know? Because all the thing says is 1-800-BEANS.
Like, did you agree to pay this person? Did you, like, willingly send them money? Like, in her case, she, like, was trying to buy a puppy from a guy and Zelled him money. Like, willingly gave him the money. He took the money. Didn't give her the dog because it was a scam, but, like, she willingly gave her money. It's not like a fraudulent person hacked into her account and took her money. or fraudulently got her card and, you know, like she just did something stupid.
That's a little sketch.
Yeah.
She's a little sketch.
Yeah. And like, sometimes they will defend you for that, but if you are constantly doing it over and over again in your account, they're going to be like, no.
Stop buying puppies.
Yeah.
Quit buying beans.
Yeah. Quit filing disputes for bullshit that you've actually done. And then when you have a real issue,
womp, womp.
They'll have your back.
Little boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Yeah. What about you? Have you had any crazies at work?
Every day. But I always say, I'm going to write this down. And then I get home and realize I'm just angry at everyone.
Yeah.
Here's my pickle today. Traffic.
Oh my God. From school starting?
Just like fucking in general. Like everyone moved here. I left work at like 2 o'clock. I did not get home till 3 today. I left work at 2.
That's crazy.
It takes me normally half an hour to get home. But there's so many fucking people on the roads that like, I don't know. It was just like ridiculous.
It takes me 7 minutes to get home.
I hate you. It's 2023. Why can't we teleport yet? What's the big deal? I bet Elon Musk teleports everywhere. I bet Mark Zuckerberg teleports everywhere.
I bet the aliens teleport everywhere.
The tall whites. Or whatever they are. Gray. What color are they?
No.
Was that racist towards different shades of aliens?
We will find out.
When they come down, they're like, we're not all gray.
We don't refer to them as aliens anymore.
All gray lives matter.
Okay.
That's controversial. I wish I didn't say that.
I don't think it is. All right. My distraction. You already saw it.
Yeah, because you're really bad at hiding things.
We were doing so much work. I couldn't help it.
I was going to pretend to be surprised.
You can still pretend to be surprised. Okay. It's a murder.
I'm trying to think of a song.
Okay.
Okay. I can't.
Okay.
I'm going to sing a different song, though.
It's a murder.
Got you.
A mystery.
Bam.
Conspiracy theory.
Damn it.
Damn it?
Oh, I meant to say like wham, bam, Dawson, but I said damn it instead. Sorry. I ruined everything.
Following right along. Okay. Because you said I wasn't doing any murders. So now I got the murder.
You got a murder
and the mystery and the conspiracy theories.
I love it.
Okay.
This topic was a lot of work.
It was. And it took me.
I never would have chosen this because it's a lot of footwork.
It took me more than one day. And by more than one, I mean two.
We all deserve an award.
So. Rapper and actor Tupac Shakur.
Been spending most of our lives. That's not. I don't think it's Tupac. I don't think that's Tupac. No. Gangster's Paradise? No, that's not Tupac. But speaking of actor, he does Nothing But Trouble, one of my favorite movies. I think that was like his first acting performance. Everybody should go watch that movie.
I think my husband should get a nose ring.
Why? Because you saw Tupac Shakur had one?
No, I just like men with a nose ring. Like, just like mine, just like the simple, small hoop. I love it on a man.
It might make him look a little bit like Vanilla Ice.
Does Vanilla Ice have a nose ring? Or are you just assuming he does?
I'm assuming he does.
Okay. There's this guy that comes into the bank with a nose ring.
You just so want to eat it right off his face.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep.
Moving on.
If anyone has any ideas on how I can convince my husband to get a nose ring.
Who says you have to convince him? Just do it.
That's so smart.
While he's sleeping. He sleeps heavily, right?
I could drug him.
It's just broop, right through your nose. I bet Sierra could do it.
Yeah, she did mine.
There you go. Can she do mine?
She'll bitch about it a lot, but she'll still do it.
Cool.
Okay. Tupac Shakur. I can't say his last name.
Shakur.
Was born June 16th, 1971 in Manhattan. That makes him a Gemini. The twins.
For anybody that cares about astrology.
The twins. Alter egos. Hear me out.
Hold on. What? Are we still talking about astrology?
Gemini, yeah. The twins. That's what the Gemini is.
Okay.
He's got an alter egos. He's has alter egos, we know.
Oh, and this relates to the thing.
We still see him. His alter ego, like, Tupac died, but his alter ego still lives. Okay, quit giving me that look. Okay.
Are you, like, trying to be a gypsy woman? What's going on? I am
a gypsy woman. What are you talking about?
Palm reading?
Okay. Oh, I can make it bigger. Known by the stage name Tupac, that's a 2 and a PAC, and Machiavelli.
Hmm. Machiavelli?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tupac is one of the most influential rappers of all time. Tupac has always been considered a symbol of activism against inequality and social issues that plague the black communities in inner cities. Tupac, who achieved diamond status on 2 of his albums, won hearts with lyrics highlighting a need for feminism, justice, and equal opportunities, as well as the systematic racism that led him and so many others in his community to lead difficult lives. Both of Tupac's parents were members of the Black Panthers movement and very active in New York, although Tupac has stated that his father was never in his life. His mother was put in jail on charges relating to the Panther 21, where 21 members of the Black Panthers were charged with coordinating a bombing on 2 New York police stations.
Jesus.
However, all 21 members were acquitted of all charges.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So that seemed like a real theme.
Turn for him.
With like Black Panthers. Like, they were charged for things or falsely charged for things and acquitted.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Tupac's mother was released a month before his birth. So I don't have the time to get in, or like the mindset to like get in and understand the Black Panther movement.
I'm really bad at history.
So there's like positive and negative views of the Black Panthers.
Negative that they were like, were they actually bombing things?
Like I said, I didn't have the time to get into it.
Sorry.
I mean,
carry on, friend.
I think that there were bad people and there were good people. So originally.
So there were radicals and then there were normal.
So originally they were founded to protect people of color from police brutality.
Word.
They became a Marxist group who called for all people of color to carry weapons to protect themselves from police, to free all black prisoners, and for retribution for the exploitation of African Americans for centuries. They also created programs like free meals for school-age children and open medical clinics for those who were struggling to get medical help.
Oh, that's very needed. Yeah. Still needed.
Yes. They were a radical group who were seen as violent criminals. I'm sure there were, like I said, but who knows how it was for Tupac growing up in this community.
They were violent in retaliation of the violence that was being shown them.
Exactly. And, I mean, police brutality says it all. They had to.
Yeah. Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah. A lot of his family was involved in the party, but Tupac was raised to believe in the rights of all and to stand up for those who were not treated right. However, this mindset did not keep him away from trouble. During his very short young adult life, Tupac was charged with sexually assaulting a woman.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And convicted on 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault for, quote, forcibly, that's not the quote.
Forcibly.
Forcibly touching a woman's backside.
Like her booty?
Yeah.
Forcibly touching. Like you think he just smacked her on the ass?
Her butt?
I bet he just smacked her on the ass.
I guess that's why it was first degree sexual assault. I don't know.
Is that sexual assault, though?
I mean, I guess if you feel like it is.
if anything, it's molesting.
Yeah.
Which is also bad.
The number of times that my backside has been forcibly touched.
I had my backside forcibly touched 2 weeks ago at work by a fucking old man.
Oh.
And he goes, sorry. But then I was like talking to someone about it because I was like, I'm pretty sure I just got groped. And one of the girls in the back was just like, oh, a guy in a gray t-shirt? Yeah, he did that to me 3 weeks ago. And I was just like,
oh,
so he's doing it to everyone? And I didn't say anything.
God. It's so fun to be a woman.
Fuck these gross old men.
Yeah.
Your dick gets cut off.
Tupac and his lawyers called the sentence out of line. Okay. Tupac believes he was set up by the other men he was with, and in an interview on the Arsenio Hall show, Tupac says he was, quote, hurt a woman would accuse me of taking something from her. Tupac then goes on to explain he was raised in a female household and surrounded by women all his life. That doesn't mean he didn't do it, but none of us were there. To me, it sounds like, I'm not racist, I have a black friend. I don't know.
What?
Like, because he says, you know, I was raised in a female household. I was surrounded by women.
Okay, you're saying he's women. Just like, I know a woman that wasn't sexual harassment or whatever. Yeah. I got you. So, that's funny.
Who knows what really happened. Tupac was also arrested in Atlanta for shooting two off-duty police officers after an argument in the street involving the car Tupac was in and the officers crossing the street. Tupac shot one of the men in the butt and the other in the abdomen.
He is obsessed with butts.
However, there were reports that the officers were harassing a black motorist with racial slurs. Witnesses say Tupac and his entourage had fired in self-defense, and one of the officers actually shot first.
Mm.
Both brothers survived. Tupac was charged with aggravated assault, and the brothers were charged with making false statements to investigators, along with possessing a gun taken from the police evidence room.
Wait, so the brothers are the police?
Yeah.
Off-duty officers?
Yes.
And they got charged?
Making false statements to investigators.
So they had a gun from...
from the evidence room, yeah.
What? I hope they got... did they get fired? Shit.
I don't think so, no. Okay. Prosecutors ultimately dropped charges on all parties.
Oh, great.
So
no justice served.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it just goes back to, like, you know...
we don't want to deal with it.
Police brutality, yeah. Even though he didn't even know he was a police officer.
We'll drop your charges if...
yeah.
You'll let us drop our charges on our men. Right. Or whatever.
And, like, initially it's like, oh, he shot these two brothers, but...
yeah.
Yeah, there's more to the story.
They started it! Yeah.
Tupac had quite a lot of legal issues, from gun charges to shootings in Atlanta and New York and more sexual assault charges. He ended up being shot during the shootout in Atlanta. The shooting was at the record studio... the shooting was at a record studio and related to the East Coast, West Coast rap rivalry. Notorious B.I.G. and Sean Combs. You know who Sean Combs is?
P. Diddy. Yeah,
there you go. And they were at the studio and involved in the incident, supposedly. They later released a song called Who Shot Ya? And it was an obvious mockery against Tupac. Tupac then released the song Hit 'Em Up as a comeback to Biggie and Combs' song to diss them.
I heard clips of these songs. They're very angry. They're, like, violently angry.
Yeah, the song Hit 'Em Up basically just calls out the record label, calls them by name.
Yeah.
And calls them, like, bitches and...
I'm gonna break your fucking neck.
Yeah. Like... I don't, I'm not.
This was bound to happen eventually. Ooh, say it.
Grab your Glock when you see Tupac.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. You know that song?
I mean, I've listened to it.
But, like, you remember the lyrics? Wow.
You will too if you heard it.
All I know is hit him up. And that's just because you said the name of the song.
Yes.
That's all I know. Not a big fan of rap.
I am. Tupac went on to serve time in Rikers jail.
Is that haunted?
No.
It should be.
Yeah. I mean, it might
be. I don't know. I've never been there. I hear about it.
Yeah. So the time.
Have you ever been to Rikers? Haven't we all been?
There were a few years that I don't know what happened.
Aren't we all in a prison?
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So the timelines of all of his, like, legal issues were all over the place.
Yeah, it's rough. That's why I'm like, I can't believe you did this. This is a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah. I could go on for days describing all of his legal issues, and I want to get into the murder.
The murder.
So just know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, the lead up to this is the anger between two rival rap gangs. That's the word.
Yeah. East Coast, West Coast rivalry.
Yeah.
So this is a time where, like I stated before, the black community was targeted by the police, and systematic racism played a major role in putting those people behind bars and keeping them living in poverty and inequality. What's the difference now? I said nothing.
She said that.
Fucking horrible. Yeah. Tupac also racked up lots of debt in legal defense, bonding out of jail, medical bills because he was shot, and paying into lawsuits against him that he settled out of.
Did he not have his big bucks yet?
He did, but
it was this is a lot of money. Eaten up by
There was even a default judgment on his estate.
Ooh.
So...
about to have his house taken away.
It was a fucking mess. So Tupac was signed to Death Row Records.
Sorry, I hate that name.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
they're the West Coast based record label with well known names like Suge Knight, Dr. Dre, and Snoop. And I feel like this is the time for me to tell you that I am a West Coast girly.
Are you?
Yeah.
You picked a side.
Yeah, before I even knew, I just am.
Wow. Is it just because you know the names of the people?
I just like their music. And Snoop?
Who's Dr. on the Dre? Other side? Who's on the other team?
I don't even know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Puff Daddy? Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Diddy
did it? Sorry, that's a line from a movie. Never mind.
Biggie Smalls. Eazy-E. Yep.
I don't know any of those people.
Okay.
Maybe I'm a East Coast girl, too.
I'm West Coast.
So. Oh, maybe I'm a West Coast girl, too. Yes. I forgot the landlines. Wait, so even though Tupac was born in Manhattan, he's a West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
Just because he moved to California when he got big?
Yeah. He was born in New York. He lived a lot of time in Chicago. And then he moved to California, and
all right.
I mean, I live on the
no wonder there was a rivalry.
I live on the East Coast. I wish I could live in California. I would never be able to afford that.
I could barely afford to live here.
So on the night of September 7th, 1996,
I was four.
Yes.
Sorry.
Tupac was in Las Vegas celebrating the birthday of one of his business partners at the Bruce Sheldon versus Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand with Suge Knight. They're besties.
Okay.
In the lobby.
Suge Knight was on the other team.
No.
Okay.
In the lobby of the hotel after the fight, one of Suge Knight's associates told him and Tupac that Orlando Anderson was spotted at the hotel.
And who's that?
Orlando.
Did you already introduce him to me?
No.
Okay, good. I was like, oh, I've missed something already.
Orlando had been suspected of robbing them earlier that year.
Oh, okay.
So they get out of the fight and they hear that guy's in the lobby here. So footage from the MGM Grand shows the assault on Orlando from Tupac and his associates. Tupac and Suge Knight then left the hotel to head to Death Row Records' own nightclub.
They had their own nightclub?
Yep. It's called Club 662.
Clever.
Yeah. At 11:15 on Las Vegas Boulevard at a stoplight, a white old model Cadillac pulled up along the passenger side of the car containing Suge and Tupac.
Okay.
Tupac was in the passenger seat.
Okay.
Tupac was struck 4 times, once in the arm, once in the thigh, and twice in the chest. When police arrived at the scene, Tupac said his last words to the police officer. Can you guess what they are?
Tell my mom I love her.
No.
Let me give it one more guess.
Here, I'm going to give...
Hit him no. up.
It's a police officer.
Fuck you.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. That was his last words.
Wow. That's kind of badass. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He lost consciousness after this and was brought to University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. Nevada. Fuck, I can't.
Who cares?
People in Nevada care. I know one way it's right. Nevada. Nevada I think is
it's
right.
It's just about your dialect.
It's Nevada.
Nevada. Unless you say Nevada.
You're from the Midwest. From
Wisconsin.
So he was heavily sedated and put on life support. On the night of September 13th, 6 days after he was shot, he died of internal bleeding.
Damn, it took him 6 days?
Mm-hmm. He was cremated the next day. The very next day he was fucking cremated.
That's unheard of.
Cremated the next day. Isn't that fucking weird? That's weird.
Oh, Tamara's fired up. I've never seen her like this.
Fun fact, the members of Outlaws, a hip-hop group founded by Tupac, mixed some of his ashes with weed and smoked them.
Ew. Why?
And
I bet they just wasted some weed.
Anyway, they just loved him that much. Anyway, so then I wrote, okay, now I'm high and it's a different day in my notes. So the rest of this.
You were high.
I was high. It was a completely different day. I really hope this made
so
sense.
So does it turn into, oh, man, now here's what happened. All right, here we go.
I don't know. On to the conspiracies. Who killed Tupac? Is he even dead?
Tamara, he's dead. I'm going to stop you right there.
Be fun. Have some fun. Use your imagination.
I want to hear the conspiracy about who actually killed him. But go on. I'll let you... Be fun for a mo. You don't have that in your high notes, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Theory one. He faked his own death.
And he lives in Disneyland with Michael Jackson.
Ew.
Sorry.
Tupac had studied and followed political philosopher Niccolò Machiavelli. Nicola?
So he just stole the guy's last name and called it his own? Remember you were like...
Yes.
That's his AKA?
Nicola wrote a book called The Art of War, and it was theorized to be advocating for faking one's death to manipulate the enemy. Fans believe, influenced by Nicola's work, that Tupac faked his death and dropped hints prior to it. Tupac's adoption of the name Machiavelli... And the phrase, exit Tupac, enter Machiavelli on the album sleeve were amongst. And then I wrote, wow, that's hard to spell.
Just going to breathe from here on out.
So the phrases on the album sleeve were amongst clues that his fans said proved he was still alive.
What? The fans came up with this theory?
Yeah.
Tamara. It's just a bunch of people that are sad that he's dead. Of course they're going to say, he's not really gone.
I know, but it's cool. Exit Tupac, enter Machiavelli. And Machiavelli literally talked about faking your own death. It's interesting. Like, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he could really be alive and no one would know? I mean, could he even afford a good plastic surgeon to change his face to where no one could recognize him? He was out of money. He ain't making music anymore. Where's his royalties going from his albums?
Well, he wouldn't be out of money now because he died. And he's dead, so he doesn't have all that debt.
But he also doesn't have any money, because he's dead.
He has all his money, because he's alive.
But all of his money, all of his debt...
I just have to argue. Then my next line says, anyway, people have reported seeing the rapper all over the world. And to that, I say, okay, prove it.
So were they all white people? Were they all white people? No. I don't believe you. That guy over there looks like Tupac.
So I also, all the money and legal issues could have been the reason he faked his own death. Would it be worth it?
Would it be worth it, though? That's the thing. Like, yeah, you get debt-free, but, like, you've just killed Tupac. Your legacy of making money from making music is now over. You know? You have to start from scratch. And right. If there's anything we know,
maybe he didn't
starting
wanna...
from scratch is pretty hard.
Maybe he didn't want to start from scratch. Okay. So, the next theory. He's hiding out in Cuba.
Why okay? Cuba? Who came up with that?
People have seen him. That's why. So Tupac's aunt did actually seek political asylum in Cuba in the 80s after escaping prison in New Jersey on a murder conviction that was highly contested because she was a member of the Black Panthers.
Okay.
You know, and all that. All the false charges right. on the members of the Black community. Anyway, his aunt was living in Cuba. And the conspiracy is that he fled to Cuba to live with her and escape a dark future he saw with the feud between the East Coast, West Coast, everything. They were out for blood and would stop at nothing. This is far from the Tupac who wrote lyrics about appreciating women and children growing up to see a more equal world. So could he be in Cuba? Does that make sense? Like, he... saw this future, like, of this rivalry and all of this violence that's going on, and it just wasn't the future that he thought he was going to have, and he didn't see his career going in the direction that he wanted to. He could possibly see, you know, not only death on his hands, but his possible death.
Mm-hmm.
And that he just wasn't going to have a career any further. So he faked his death. Fled to Cuba. In order to believe this, you have to believe theory one.
I was gonna say, yeah, like, but how do you leave the hospital with nobody knowing?
So
and who did they cremate instead?
So he has a body double and always has had this guy. And if you Google pictures,
the poor body double?
No, I think that they just like slipped him in somewhere.
Yeah, in the crematorium.
Yeah. No, he's still alive, and, like, you can look at pictures of him.
Okay.
So.
I'm here.
One of the security guards for the Black Panthers at the time has tried to make the claims that he knows Shakur was not killed that night.
Why are you clenching your fist? Because
I don't know why I wrote why is it so hard for me to say?
Shakur.
Because it's not spelled that way.
Why didn't you just say Tupac?
Anyway, one of the security guards for the Black Panthers says Shakur was not killed that night. He says there was a hit out on Tupac.
Well, yeah, he wasn't killed that night. He died 6 days later. Duh.
He says there is a hit out on Tupac, and the security guard was ordered to get him into hiding. The night of the shooting, he says that Tupac was only minorly injured and they flew him in a plane to Barbados and then to Cuba. But, like, why was he shot? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know. And, like, if you did all these steps, if you live, whatever, you stage this assassination, you go to Cuba, whatever... why are you allowing yourself to be seen by people? You're still, like, a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but no, if you go through all those things, you're fucking changing the way you look. You're not gonna be recognized as Tupac anymore.
Right.
I don't buy it. I'm out.
Yeah. So he has been spotted in Cuba. You can Google this and see pictures that have been taken stating, Tupac's alive. Some are kind of convincing. The other are, I believe, I don't remember the guy's name, but I believe it was his body double. And now he's saying that he is Tupac. I think, I don't know.
Now he's like, oh, yeah, I am alive.
So it's like a lot of them are obviously fake. Suge Knight, who was in the car with Tupac that night, stated in 2017 to TMZ, he said, quote, Tupac is alive somewhere smoking a Cuban cigar.
Maybe he didn't like cigars.
Maybe he just wanted to feed into the conspiracy, or maybe he just doesn't want his friend to be dead.
Perhaps. Yeah. These pictures are pretty convincing.
If you see the pictures of the guy with the dreads.
No, I see the picture of, like, he's got the little bandana and everything. Okay. Kim Kardashian claims she's found Tupac alive and well.
Oh, thank you, Kim K. What would we do without
we
you?
We all care so much about your opinion. Sorry. Carry on.
All right. So theory three. That's hard to say.
Theory three.
He's being harbored by the government as a witness.
What? That's theory three? Theories are we gonna go through before we get to him actually being dead?
I think this is the last one. The CIA
Ow.
Obviously denies this.
Sure, but the CIA is a bunch of fucking liars paid for by the government.
But also they couldn't just say yeah, we have Tupac, he's in the Witness Protection Agency, because that kind of defeats the purpose,
right? Yeah. They would never admit anything, even if they did.
I wrote, like,
getting all hot and bothered.
We don't know, but even if we did, we wouldn't tell you because we're the CIA. Stupid, you stupid boy, stop talking.
I love Hi Tamara. You stupid boy.
They also tweeted, the CIA tweeted on July 7th.
The CIA uses fucking Twitter.
They tweeted on July 7, 2014.
It's the epitome, quote, of national security.
No, we don't know where Tupac is. Just proving the CIA likes to have a little fun, too. Casual Fridays at the CIA.
I love it when my CIA has fun. Fun cargo pants Friday.
The CIA has a social media manager.
That's so weird. Yes. What do they need to manage? Make sure nobody, like,
funny tweets, I guess.
Oh, my God. We gotta make the public like us again.
All right. So, theory four. Suge Knight put out a hit on Tupac. Is this what you were waiting for?
It's pretty plausible. I feel like it's a lot more plausible than him being alive in Cuba.
Yes. And the Black Panther security guard said that there was a hit put out. And that's why the Black Panthers were protecting him. Anyway, so this is supposedly due to the fact that Tupac was becoming a successful actor. And Tupac was going to leave Death Row Records to pursue acting. And apparently, the LAPD detective Russell Poole told reporters after he had investigated the LAPD's involvement with Death Row Records that, quote, people just don't leave Death Row Records. And when Tupac was hit, it was impossible because of the angle that he couldn't be shot and also hit Tupac. And then I wrote, does that make sense? And no, it doesn't.
Sure doesn't make sense, Tamara, because that wasn't a full fucking sentence.
So basically this guy, Russell Poole, investigated the LAPD's involvement with Death Row Records.
Word. I heard that. That was a full sentence. Got it.
And what he says is people just don't leave Death Row Records.
You leave the record label, we're coming for you.
Yeah. And also that when Tupac was shot, the angles were impossible.
The trajectory didn't match up from what witness statements say.
Yeah.
Basically, so where do they think the bullet did come from?
Basically, he thinks that Tupac couldn't have been shot at that angle and then the bullet missed Suge Knight.
Here's the thing. Was Suge Knight driving?
Yes.
Oh, they were in the same car. Suge Knight's hypothetically the one that puts out the hit on him.
Yeah.
Okay. So. If you're going to shoot someone through a window, I'm assuming. He got shot in the arm and the chest, you said? Or in the back?
The arm, the thigh, and the abdomen.
That's all lower extremities. It'd have to go through a door. Wouldn't that, like, deflect the bullet? A little?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe that's why he wasn't injured as badly. But, like, who aims down? He was right at the passenger side. If he was aiming at two... I wonder if they put a hit out on Suge Knight. And were trying to kill Suge Knight. But they pulled up to the wrong side of the car. They did a whoopsie. Because if you're aiming... They could have gotten Tupac. They pulled up to the passenger side.
Yeah.
They could have gotten him.
They did get him.
I mean, they could have gotten a clear shot, like, in the head.
Oh, yes.
He was shot in the thigh?
Yeah.
Bad shooters. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
That's true.
Were they driving? Or were they still stopped at the red light?
They were at the red light.
Oh, there's no excuse for missing that shot.
Yeah. Also, since we're at the red light, like... Suge Knight could have had the car in park. Like, he could have gotten out. They could have planned this. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
You know who are, though? Scientists. They're a science.
Yes. Yes. I'm also not a detective for the LAPD.
You also were very high when you did these notes.
Yes. Yes. And I'm wondering why it's the LAPD.
Because it happened in Nevada.
No way to know. All right.
That's funny. We are just bulldozing forward.
Theory 5. Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. killed him.
But was he driving that car? Or did he put out a hit? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. I'll read it and find out.
Sorry. I always forget that you have to read it.
I mean, I probably would have known if I had, like, read this when I was sober and it wasn't, like, 11:30 at night.
Okay. Fair.
So, Tupac and Biggie met at a house party thrown by Tupac. Biggie looked up to Tupac and they became fast friends.
From rival thingies. What are they called? Gangs? Whatever. Rap gangs? Record companies. Rival record companies.
Yes. But Biggie wasn't signed at this time. When they became friends.
Oh, and then they got mad at each other because Biggie went to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tupac had taken Biggie under his wing. Biggie started to get attention from Bad Boy Records, which is P. Diddy's record label, the East Coast.
Theory number 78. Diddy did it.
Diddy did it. Biggie was loyal to Tupac and asked him to be his manager, but Tupac declined and told Biggie to stay with Diddy. Ugh, I can't. Those names.
Like, just use your first name.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Saying,
are you embarrassed of being named Paul?
He said, quote, stay with Puff, he'll make you a star. That's what Tupac told Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
So Biggie took offense to this, obviously.
Why?
Because he declined him and turned him down and told him to go to this other.
Maybe he was just trying to save his life. Label. Because when you go to Death Row Records, you get put on death row.
Yes. So, when Tupac was shot in the lobby of Quad Studios. So, that was the shooting in Atlanta that we talked about. It was at Quad Studios. He was supposed to meet with Biggie and Diddy. And he blamed the shooting on them for having him attacked. So it was in the lobby of the studio.
So he didn't even know for sure if it was them?
But it was in their studio. They invited him there. Okay. He believes he was set up. And Yeah. So Tupac survives that, obviously. And then they release the song, Who Shot You? Who Shot Ya? Say it correctly.
Sorry. I didn't say anything.
And obviously Tupac sees this as a diss track, but they claim that it was recorded before the shooting.
Was it?
Before it was planned, though.
Huh.
Do they already have it planned? Who knows? I don't know.
And does it name Tupac in the song?
I don't know.
You haven't listened to the song?
Okay. I mean, I probably have, but I... So this is when Suge and Tupac started working together, and Tupac wrote the track Hit 'Em Up in response to Biggie and Diddy's song. All of this established them in the East Coast-West Coast rivalry. So that's when it started between them and their huge... Yeah. And led to both of their deaths.
Biggie died?
Yeah. Yeah, Biggie was killed just 6 months after Tupac, eerily in the almost the same manner a drive-by shooting.
Ooh, I just got the goosebumps. Yeah. I think Diddy did do it.
Did he do it? Both of these deaths are not solved to this day, but if you believe in this conspiracy theory, then you probably also believe that Suge Knight, who was with Tupac when he was killed.
Is Suge Knight still alive?
Yes. Okay. Was either the one who killed Biggie or had someone do it.
No, I don't think that.
You don't think Suge Knight killed Biggie?
No.
You think Diddy?
I'm not even just saying that because it's a rhyme. I'm just saying there's something about him.
Yeah.
He's too big.
Yeah.
He's too big. Came out. He's this big, shiny star.
Right. I love Diddy.
He's kind of funny. He's good in movies. But, like, he shines a little too bright, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he comes off as, like...
He's got some secrets.
A good guy, not like this...
Right, yeah.
Rap.
You would never know he has this dark past.
Yeah. So, rapper YG, who was heavily influenced by Tupac, said all his life he thought Tupac was alive until he spoke on a panel at the Grammy Museum in 2015... about Tupac's influence on the current generation of rappers. So he did this panel and talked about Tupac and his influence.
When was this?
2015.
Oh, you already said that?
Yes.
Sorry.
Tupac's mother was in the audience and spoke to YG after to thank him for all the kind words he said about Tupac.
This was only like 8 years ago. I have no idea who YG is. YG!
YG says that the moment when he saw the grief in Tupac's mother's eyes, he knew Tupac was not alive.
Right, because he would have told her, right? Maybe. I would have
told my mom. Well, he just, he saw, yeah. Yeah. So, that's how I summed it up.
Love that.
It didn't clear anything up for me. I don't know if he's alive or not. Maybe I just want him to be alive.
Do you think he's alive? Do you want him to be alive enough to think he's alive?
I think it's a possibility.
You
I
really don't
think
do?
I don't think he is, but I think it's a possibility.
It is extremely suspicious that they cremated him so quickly. But I think that I don't think that that's covering up that he's alive somewhere. I think that's because they didn't want to have to do any work. They didn't want to, did they even do an autopsy? Did they actually do bullet trajectory? Like, we don't know because they cremated his body the next day.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was just them being racist and not caring about another black person dead, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
But that's me.
I think Diddy did.
I'm going to get so sued. Sorry, Diddy.
We're gonna Google that.
What? Did Diddy do it?
Yes.
That is from a movie. I'm not.
Oh, it is?
Yes. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
All right. So I'm reading this just like right off of a Google. No evidence that P. Diddy killed Tupac.
God damn it.
There is no evidence that P. Diddy killed Tupac. However, according to a former LAPD detective, again, LAPD.
South Park. It's a South Park episode.
Okay. According to former LAPD detective Greg Kading, P. Diddy hired gang member Dwayne Keith, known as Keith D.
I've heard this name.
I think you're thinking of Chief Keith.
No. Keith maybe. D? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Anyway, P. Diddy hired him to kill both Tupac and Suge Knight. Davis's nephew. Who's Davis? Oh.
Chief Key.
Keith D. His nephew, Orlando,
Orlando.
Orlando Anderson.
Who's that guy?
Actually did the shooting, is what the detective is saying. Only
he's related to that guy.
Yeah.
Tamara. It's something to think about. I think you might need to add it to one of your theories.
Mm-hmm. In September 2014, rumors surfaced that P. Diddy had been arrested and possibly charged with connection of Shakur's death, but those rumors were not true.
That's all I have to say is... Yeah. Well,
P. Diddy responds to Eminem's claims that he killed Tupac.
What did Diddy say?
I'm going to just say right now, I love Eminem.
I know, Tamara, you have always loved Eminem ever since I first met you. You're quite obsessed. I don't really get it. He's a bit scrawny.
Wonder what he said.
Oh, you don't have the article?
I'm reading the rap lyrics. Kill shot, I will not fail. I'm with the doc still. That's Dr. Dre. But this idiot's boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills. But Kells, the day you put out a hit is the day Diddy admits that he put out the hit that got Pac killed.
Who's Pot?
Pac, Tupac.
Oh, I thought you said Pot.
Yeah.
Whoo! All right, let's do some mysterious music.
Kelly, and this is Machine Gun Kelly. Eminem later admits that he's just playing.
Sir. Yeah, because Diddy's so big, he's going to be like, I will sue your fucking ass if you don't take that back. Walk it back, Eminem. Tiny little legs.
Okay.
Well.
How dare you accuse Diddy of killing Tupac? Someone said that. When is this from? 2018.
It's fair. Yeah. That's 5 years. I just almost said that's fairly recent. That's 5 years
so
ago.
So long ago.
I was a younger person then. I mean, we all were, but.
I was a younger person.
I was in my mid-20s. Wild. Wild and free.
So that was our beautiful
episode. Was it beautiful? It was mostly... Both of us being confused.
I thought it was beautiful.
Well, rest in peace, Tupac. Because
unless you're dead. Alive in Cuba, then
I'm giving Tamara a stern look right now. Don't get people's hopes up. Stop it.
Hey, why not have hope?
Because hope spelt backward is epoch.
Okay, you're right. No, you're
Thank
right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Or paw, if you want the silent E.
Have paw. Okay.
Paw. Well.
Listen, I have one last thing to say.
Thanks.
Tupac for president. Come on.
No. Yep. Because there's enough divisiveness in our country right now. I don't think we need an East Coast, West Coast rivalry on top of it. We're good. We've already got the North versus the South right now.
Yeah. Well.
Bye. Oh, wait.
Oh, you're ending it? Okay. I guess we'll see you next week.
No, wait.
Rate, review, subscribe.
There it is. There it is.
Email us your crazy stories, too.
And tell us what you think happened to Tupac. I want to hear some new theories.
I know, yes.
I want to hear some proof. The proof is in the pudding.
If you're Tupac, just send us an email.
Send Tamara a dick pic. But no dick pics from anyone else. Only Tupac. Actually, just no dick pics. Be classy. Sorry. Because we're going to get a lot of people saying... We're going to get a lot of people. It's just going to be rich.
We're going to get a lot of dick pics.
Wow. feelforfriendspodcast@gmail.com. Send them. Love you all.
Have a great week. Bye, friends.
Bye.